A deadly high-speed crash caught on camera in Thailand has reignited public anger over impunity for the rich of Bangkok. Despite crashing at an estimated 250 kilometres an hour and killing two people, the driver refused tests for alcohol and drugs. But that's not all. An old case of the infamous texting teen has resurfaced, further stoking public outrage. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochran reports.
The dashboard camera shows a near-empty freeway, just one car up ahead. Suddenly, a black sedan roars into view at incredible speed, ploughing straight into the car in front. The car that was hit burst into flames and the occupants were burned to death. They were two university students. He was reportedly on his way to submit his master's thesis. She was about to book a trip to India. Police later estimated the black Mercedes that hit them was travelling at more than 250 kilometres an hour. It had already punched through a toll gate and covered 52 kilometres in just 25 minutes. The driver was a 37-year-old called Genbop Virapun, the owner of a luxury car dealer. His car flipped and ended up on its roof, but he walked away with only minor injuries. He refused to allow police to test him for alcohol and drugs, and was quickly transferred to a private hospital by his wealthy family. It took police 4 days to charge Genbop Virapun with fatal reckless driving and causing the deaths of others while driving under the influence. It was 15 days later, with public outrage building, that police finally conducted a drug and alcohol test, which by then was likely a pointless exercise. For Thais, the case was all too familiar. A rich, out-of-control driver getting special treatment from the authorities. It echoed a case back in 2012 involving a grandson of the co-founder of the Red Bull energy drink company. His name is Vorayut Yuvityar, his nickname is Boss, and his family is one of the wealthiest in Thailand. In the early hours of one Monday, his grey Ferrari hit a policeman on a motorcycle patrol. The bike became wedged in the front of the car, and the policeman was reportedly dragged for about 200 metres to his death. Eventually, the car broke free from the bike, and Vorayut Yuvityar drove off, returning home. He was later arrested, but released on bail. He's since missed several court appearances, and at the last date, his lawyer said he was ill and couldn't leave Singapore. There's concern that the time limit for prosecution could run out before he faces court. One case that did go to court involved a driver too young to even hold a license and a notorious photo. In 2010, a 16-year-old heiress known as Prewa was behind the wheel, underage and unlicensed. She smashed into a van, killing 9 people. After the crash, she was photographed leaning against a wall, appearing calm and texting on her phone. The image became iconic, seen, fairly or unfairly, as a flippant reaction to the death of 9 innocent people. Prewa was convicted on a number of charges, but ultimately avoided jail. A 2-year prison term was suspended on the condition she perform 48 hours of community service every year for 4 years. Many Thais thought that was a very lenient sentence. But last month it emerged she had failed to do even that, claiming she'd been too busy with her studies. Prewa claimed to have performed some hours at a private hospital not registered by the authorities for community service. Police said her sole act of official community service had been to give blood. It's not clear what will happen to Prewa or to the Mercedes-Benz driver Genbop. Ask Thais and many will roll their eyes or shrug, resigned to the fact there seem to be rules for the rich and rules for everyone else. This is Liam Cochran in Bangkok for Correspondence Report.